Let's pray. Father, tonight we come in your presence with thanksgiving and praise. What an awesome God you are. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our dear friend, who have indwelt us, and he's here now to reveal to us the reality of the truth of your word. And I thank you that as we speak, you use the lips of clay to utter truth from you, your word, that would penetrate every heart, every person in this place tonight. I thank you, Lord, that the hearts will be saturated with you. They'll walk out of this place and say, thank you, Lord. I am filled with God himself. That we know the reality, the certainty of you and these truths that we're speaking, that you're right here in the midst of us. So we thank you for the anointing that is on us to speak, and the anointing destroys the yoke, grind it to powder, that it can never be used on any of your children again. And we thank you, Father, that it will find the most intimate place inside of us. That's the core of our spirits. Your word, and abide and grow until we will walk and flow in the truth of your word, that we're not afraid, we're not intimidated, we're not moved, we are taking our place, and we refuse to worry, we refuse to fear, but we hold fast to the confession of our faith, of who we are in you, in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 The Bible says, and he had me to look. We are going there. Very first book in the Bible, Genesis 1:3. And then we'll move right along. And it says, let's go Genesis 1:1. And it says, in the beginning, he's telling us what happened. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I want y'all to listen now. And the earth was without form and void. It was without, didn't have any form, and it was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, of the word. There was no light, it was darkness. But while darkness was on the face of the deep, it said the Spirit of God moved. You know, it said the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So it must have been waters. And while the Spirit of God was moving, God spoke. God said. Notice, God said, let there be light. And we find in John's Gospel, we find in John's Gospel, come on now, Jay, we all gonna stay over here. Ain't nobody here but us. We find in John's Gospel, Gospel epistle, and it tells us that this is a message we heard from the beginning. This is John 1:5. This is the message that we heard, huh? 1 John 1:5. It said, this is the message that we heard from the beginning. Everybody come on up. Come on up close, where we can see everybody. I need to see your eyeballs tonight. Amen. It says, this is the message that we heard from the beginning. God is what? Light. And in him, in him is what? No darkness at all. But here, it said, in the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. Some translation has it plural, heavens, which is agree with what Paul said in the 12th chapter, 2 Corinthians, I believe, when he was caught up in the third heaven. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, heaven and the earth, the King James says. And then it tells us how the earth was, it without form and it was void. And then darkness was upon the face of the deep. And when God spoke, light appeared, because in him is light. God is light, in him is no what? Darkness at all. God is light, God is life. And John Gospel says, in the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God. And in him was life, verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Notice, we're still talking about light and life. Still talking about confession. Talking about confession. Now notice, God said, let there be. Let there be. Let there be. And there was. Let there be. And there was what he said. Let there be. Now notice what is unique about this. And we go down to verse 26. And so God said again. God said. And when I saw this and even seeing it much clearer, and when you get a revelation of this, it eliminate all the limitation, all the excuses, all the sayings about I can't, because that belongs to the realm of darkness. In God, there is no failure. There is no limitation. There's no I can't. So verse 26, he said, and God said again. Now notice, God had created all these things in between. I'm skipping. He had created all these things. It was the world. It was earth, and he filled it with things. Then God said, in verse 26, let us make man. Let us make man. Who you see in the midst of us? I'm looking at you, you looking at me. What do we see? We see mankind, don't we? So for what is the word I'm looking for? That the earth came by a big bang. What's the word I'm looking for?
What, the big bang theory?
No, yeah. I'm looking for the evolution. That's the word I'm looking for. So evolution come up with the big bang and they have nothing to support it. Just something they can. But you're looking at a man, men and women. And we find it right here. God said it before it happened, right? God did what? God said it before it happened. And now we're looking, we got the evidence right here. Let us make man. Now I want you, it's very important that y'all listen, because this just open your life up to let you see who you are. Y'all come all the way up. I need to see everybody's eyeballs tonight.